Today is Thursday, October 25th, the year 2001. The time is currently 18:47 hours. This is Detective Scott Peterson, 2238, and I'm talking to... in regards to the officer-involved shooting that occurred. The report number for this investigation is 2001-91028.
How long have you been living at this house?
4 years as of June, if I'm correct, June of 1997.
Okay.
That'd be 4 years.
And before this shooting incident occurred,
I knew them casually, just saying hi. I couldn't say that I was good friends with them.
Okay.
Just, you know, casual neighbor type.
Okay. And did you ever have any occasions to have any in-depth conversations with?
I've talked with Jackie, Thomas, not really, no.
And during any of these conversations with Jackie, did she ever tell you about any of her problems with her marriage, for instance?
Not myself, no.
Okay. At any time that you have seen have you ever noticed any injuries on her person?
I had seen at times bruises, but to me, not suspecting anything, you know, just.
And where would these bruises be located?
I had, you know, seen on her arm. That's all that I really myself have seen.
And when you've seen these bruises, what was the occasion? What was the reason why you would see her and be close enough to see the bruises?
Just coming over to my father-in-law's house at 1012 Evandale's Floors.
Okay.
Next door, just visiting.
Okay, and you would be there?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you aware of any problems that Jackie was experiencing at her house that she lived in with Thomas?
I had just heard of things happening of abuse, you know, him, you know, abusing her. That's, you know, I had never physically seen anything happen myself, no. Just heard about it after it had been going on, you know, for a little bit, and I was surprised.
And who did you get this information from regarding Jackie's abuse?
From my wife, hearing it from her sister and her sister, Lisa Gary.
Okay. What I'd like to do is I'd like to take you back to October 13th, which is about 2 weeks ago, approximately. How is your memory of that day?
It's pretty good.
Okay. Do you feel comfortable talking to me about that right now?
Sure.
Okay. On October 13th, about what time did this incident begin?
I would say, best of my recollection, I was washing cars out in front of my house. About 4:30, 5-ish.
Okay. Was anybody outside with you as you were washing the cars?
My kids, Kenneth and Kayla, my wife. They were going back and forth between my father-in-law's house next door, Bill Heisley, like we always do.
And did you see... And where were they talking at?
Right out in front of the walkway that leads out to the street.
From his house?
From Bill's house.
Okay.
1012 Dallas Waters.
And could you overhear this conversation at all?
Bits and pieces. I wasn't really paying much attention. I was washing the cars. I know that Jackie was crying. Lisa was hugging her and trying to, you know, cover her. And I heard something about it happening again. And I go, I just figured, well, he must have hit her.
Okay. Other than Lisa and Jackie out in front of one. After Lisa had her conversation with Jackie.
I had heard that they had called officers out to talk to Jackie, to come out to, you know, because of a complaint about the, you know, some type of abuse that had happened.
You say you heard that. Did you actually see them, for instance, go inside? Heard since the incident.
This is something that I heard well before the officers came.
Okay.
I was out front washing the cars, and I had heard that they called officers out and basically being tired of what was going on and that she needed to do something to, you know, basically to that effect.
Who did you hear this from?
That was from, you know, to be honest, I have to say I can't remember. I wasn't paying, you know, I didn't think really much of it.
What is your next memory of events?
The next memory that I have is that officers pulled up.
And where did they park?
Across the street over here, directly across from my house.
Okay. And how many officers were there?
There was two that had pulled up.
Separate vehicles?
I believe it was separate vehicles.
Okay.
Two officers pulled up, came across the street to 1012 Dallas Flores, my father-in-law's house, and to talk to him. We're talking to Jackie.
Both of the officers were?
I wasn't paying much attention to that. To me, it was, you know, I was washing my car.
So as all of these events unfold, you're busy washing your cars out in front of your house, and your attention necessarily is not directed toward
that point when the officers came up. No, I wasn't. It wasn't a big deal to me. They were over talking to her, and I figured, good, you know, maybe, you know, it's about time after hearing of things happening that maybe something, you know, it would stop. But no, I was at that point. There was no reason for me. I wasn't being nosy. I had things to do.
What happened next?
The next thing I remember is that the officers, I looked over and I saw that the officers were walking over to Tom's house. Still at that point, I didn't pay much attention. Okay, they're going over there to talk to him. It did, run through my mind that I was going, oh, well, I know how situations like this, you know, happen after, you know, watching on, like cops on TV. I was a little bit concerned that there might be a problem because of hearing domestic dispute type matters, people responding to them, that they usually are one of the, you know, could be one of the ugliest things a, you know, officer can respond to.
Did you watch the officers go to the house at all?
I watched them walk over. They walked over, and I continued to just wash my cars. At that point, there was, you know, no concern at that particular time.
Did you happen to see them enter Thomas's residence?
No, I did not.
Did you hear anything being said at Thomas's residence?
No, I did not hear anything being said over there. Again, I was washing the car. Did not hear anything that was being said at his residence. Up until then, I know that they had gone inside because I looked over and there was nobody there, so I assumed that they had entered the house.
What's your next memory? What happened next?
My next memory of what had happened is all of a sudden I was startled by commotion. People yelling, like to the effect of put down the knife or, you know, stop, that type of thing. And at that point, I looked over and I had seen Tom. By then, the officers were had their guns drawn, telling them to, you know, put down the knife, stop, that to that effect, and they were coming towards 1012 Avenue de Las Flores.
And was Thomas walking in front of the officers, or was Thomas behind the officers?
The officers were at a point of backing up in front. They were, to my memory, were behind or in between Tom and the, when they got over here, they were in between, when I saw them, in between Tom and me. They were, you know.
Doesn't make sense to me, so let me go by this way.
Yeah.
When, did you see Thomas and the deputies walking across Montgomery Road from 990 toward 1012?
From what I can remember, they were out in their, you know, in the road.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, was Tom walking ahead of the deputies, meaning he was closer to 1012, or was the deputies ahead of Tom?
From what I can think, and I can, on this one, Scott Peterson, I cannot be positive, because at that time I realized something was going on. I cannot say exactly. I'm thinking that they were, to the side. Here's the street. They were in front of him. That's what I'm thinking.
And could you hear Thomas saying anything?
At that point, there was so much shouting, I did not hear anything at that point. I heard the officers, just there was a lot of yelling.
What was Thomas doing?
He was walking with his hand up to his neck, and at that point he was walking very slowly. He knew exactly where he was going. He was not making any fast movements or anything like that, to try to provoke anything. He just had a knife held up to his chest, throat area.
How long was the knife?
I'm guessing that it was probably, from what I can remember, maybe 9 inches. It appeared to be a steak type, not appearing. I don't know the exact terms for all that, but
that's okay.
Yeah.
So it appeared to be 9 inches long.
Yes, that's my guess.
And which hand was he holding the knife in?
He would have been holding it in his right hand.
Okay. What happened next?
The officers, I, of course, was looking around a little, scared of what was going on, seeing, where everybody was. It was, the next thing I remember is them being on his grass.
Who's them?
I'm sorry, the officers.
Okay.
on his grass.
On the grass.
The grass of 10, 12 okay. Dallas floors, with their guns drawn, telling them to, you know, drop the knife, drop the knife. I had heard him say something to the effect of, "I just want to talk."
Where was he located? Where was Thomas located?
He was in directly, probably right about in the center of the grass, right near the walkway.
And when you say right near the walkway, which walkway are you?
The walkway leading out through the middle of the grass out to the sidewalk.
So he was approximately in the center of that.
The center of the yard there, yeah, where the walkway is located.
What happened next?
I could hear Lisa yelling, Tom, don't do it, drop the knife, to that effect. I yelled to him, over, Tom, don't, drop the knife, Tom.
You yelled that?
Yeah, just one time. The officers made a comment to the effect of, basically not to say anything, be quiet. And they continued to yell, trying to stop him, drop the knife. So, drop the knife. That's what I remember him saying.
Okay. What happened next?
At that point, I knew that things were not looking very good. He was not dropping the knife. We, of course, I went inside and my garage at 10.
Is it an
electric garage door? I closed the door and then proceeded to come back around the front.
If I could stop you for a moment, did you enter your garage to push a button to close the garage door and then exit the garage through as the garage door was coming?
No, I went through the house.
Okay.
Back in the house and out my front door.
Okay.
To see what was going on. At that point, the officers were still out. Apparently, he had moved a little closer towards the front of the house. At that point, I went back into the house to check on the kids and everything. My wife was on the phone with 911. I moments after that, it's me still hearing the shouting going on out there, I heard three shots fired.
And you were still inside your house?
I was, at that point, I was in the house, and I told my wife, I said, they shot him.
What happened next?
I went out to confirm what I had suspected.
And how did you go out?
Right back out the front door.
Okay. And did you walk anywhere, or did you just stand outside
the front door? I walked out the front door, turned. Seeing Tom laying on the ground.
Where?
Right out in front, at the front door.
Okay.
He appeared, he was laying right next to on the sidewalk, the plants right there, from what, my observation was, the officers were standing with their guns drawn. Tom started to try to get up. They told him, stay on the ground, don't get up, to that effect. Tom got up anyway. And at that time, I was out in front of my garage area, and Tom looks down at his abdomen area and looks, kind of shakes his head, looks, and said to the effect, why did you do that, or you didn't have to do that, to that effect. And he, of course, was not listening or responding to what the officers were saying. He looked towards me at my house, over to 1026 Dallas Flores, started walking towards me. At that point, I turned around and got back into the house and to make sure that my kids were out of, you know, harm's way. I was concerned that he was coming towards me and that the officers would, you know, they could have been on the other end of any other further firing that may occur.
When Thomas was walking towards you, where was the knife?
In his hand.
Which hand?
His right hand. If I can't confirm on that. I just remember, okay. I remember the knife, him still having the knife.
And where was he pointing the knife?
At that time, it was, I did not see him pointing it really at himself. It was, you know, pretty quick. He got up and said what I had mentioned about why did you do that, that effect. And it was not directed really anywhere.
So it would be fair for me to say he was just still holding the knife.
He still had the knife.
When you came back inside the house, what happened next?
I made sure that my kids were in the back as we had directed them towards the back part of the house, farthest point away from Tom and the officers, and had them lay on the ground and just stay there. And I came back out into the kitchen area, where
so
my
came from the bedroom to the kitchen.
Back out here, made sure the kids were there, and my wife was on the phone with 911. They were keeping her on there, and I'm not sure how much time had elapsed since then. There was a considerable amount of time, and then there was multiple shots fired.
And where were these shots fired from?
I did not find out until later, after I had come out, that it had been fired across at Tom's house.
What did you do when you heard the shots being fired?
I told my wife that he's dead.
And did you go outside at all?
Yeah.
And where did you go to?
I went right back out to the front of the house, in front of my garage where I was. Earlier, and that was probably a couple of minutes after that had happened. Maybe, you know, no more than 2 minutes. And to just check, make sure everything was okay, because my daughter was scared and screaming and thought that her grandfather was shot and everything. Everybody, you know, they thought that the officers had, you know, shot the family, not understanding. They were just a little traumatized. They don't understand things, but that in their mind, that's what they were screaming and concerned about.
And when you look, did you look over towards 990 Flores when you were outside?
Afterwards, yes, I did.
And what could you see?
At that point, officers all around, just, you know, pretty much scattered, not all hanging over, and I saw Tom laying in front of his house by his porch there.
You said when you were in your kitchen you heard multiple gunshots being fired. Mm-hmm. Could you give me an estimation of how many you believe you heard?
My estimation is about, I would say 8 to 10.
Okay. And when you were inside and you heard the shots being fired in front of, did you hear at that time?
3. Okay. The first time, yes. Definitely there was 3.
Were you in fear for your safety or your family's safety during this incident?
Yes, I was. Not really, not from Tom, but because I, well, you know, that didn't concern me. I was just concerned of what shots being fired, that
being in the crossfire.
Being yes, that's all my fear was about.
What do you think Thomas would have done to you if he would have gotten to you?
What he would have done to me if he would have gotten to me? I honestly don't think that he would have really done anything to me. That didn't concern me that he would do something to me.
Although you didn't feel he was going to do anything to you, were you still in fear for your family's safety, though, from Tom?
I would say that I was in fear of my family's safety from the events that were happening because Tom had a knife, but I was not concerned from Tom personally. Just any crossfire or any bullets that may have been, one shot may have been fired, that's my concern, not of Tom.
Okay. Time is 1911 hours.